Hold on.
Spit that shit, DeAndre. Kick us off the intro. I couldn't do it.
Yo, we really did it. Really shining diamonds. Any side horizons. Brought in like the sun shining. That was perfect timing. Yo, Maximilian. Like a chameleon. Blend up on the beat. It's easy. Yo, is you feeling I think you really is. Smoke a little bit of shit. And I'm feeling really rich. I'm a just a lyricist. Commas what I'm finna get. And my max boy got a word to erratic. Yo, Eric, how you doing? Never stop him from flowing and growing. Keep on moving, tippy top motion. What you think it was? And we about to really hop and kill every beat that we on. And shit, Master Lee, no, we got the heat, so we speaking. Yo, gots to keep it shit. Oh, whoa.
Hey, that's what we do on Life to the Max.
Man,
that's what we do on Life to the Max. We got double on Tendre with us.
You know,
double
what's
on
up?
Tendre. How you pronounce this?
Man, it's double people. Listen close.
Tell the
people. I'm going to say this one time. It's double entendre.
Entendre.
Okay? But it's spelled double entendre. So you can call me either one. I don't even care. Just fucking make sure you spell it right. All right? It's double space entendre.
Every time he freestyles, he be on 10 with it.
You know? Double that shit.
Yeah. Double entendre with it.
You said it. Yeah, that's 100, baby.
Man, we got him on the podcast today. We got him on a podcast today, Max. He's spitting heat. He's doing his motherfucking thing. And we going to get it right into this episode right after the intro, Max.
I got bars too, bro.
I was about to pass that shit to you.
I got bars.
Yeah.
Paralyzed from neck down, breathing through a machine, but that doesn't stop me from following my dreams and doing what I love to do. I don't got an excuse, neither should you. Let's get into this episode.
What the fuck you do? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Hell yeah.
I knew Max had some freaking bars. Man, you should have heard before we even started this shit.
He be rapping his ass off.
For real.
And he don't stop rapping until somebody else start rapping.
Man, I can tell.
Eric got me into it, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm white.
You got yourself into
so right. I'm not that
you
good.
Got yourself into
like
it.
That matters.
You're talented, bro.
Yeah, man. You talented, attracted bro. That shit.
Just remember, like, I don't sit on chair, I sit on throne. That's how it goes.
Hey, man.
When your girl's on my phone, she always wants a phone.
At all times. Oh, all lines is full. Busy. Yo, you can call my. Oh, yo.
What's new in the life of Dre, man?
Yeah. Man, bro. It's a new day, bro. Fucking fresh, man. New breath. Honestly, gotta give thanks. Gotta give thanks. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling thankful right now, for sure. I appreciate you guys having me, man, for sure.
Hell yeah. No doubt. But there's only one rule. All right.
What's
you
that,
come on
that?
Life to the Max.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta tell people how you live in life to the Max.
You know?
All right. Saying nothing but facts
mm-hmm.
on this motherfucker. Podcast, and I'm gonna try to limit my profanity.
Okay,
gotta work on it. Had a long talk with my grandmother the other day, and you know, she likes to listen to this shit a lot, but sometimes I be making her feel uncomfortable.
You said shit.
I feel you, grandma. Yeah. I feel you, man. Shout out to all the grandmas out there.
I can say shit.
Okay, shit.
I mean,
but keep in mind, we gotta be appropriate for all audiences, right, Max?
You can't say that on TV, so I mean, like, you shouldn't say it right now.
Right, we gotta be appropriate for all
either.
Audiences, you know
true,
what I'm
saying? True.
We want high schoolers to accidentally stumble upon the show. You know what I'm saying?
And purposely.
With no restrictions on the internet.
Yeah,
exactly.
High schoolers are listening to Andrew Tate.
Man, they need to be listening to Life to the Max. They're freaking up out here.
Yeah.
They freaking up.
They freaking up.
Man, what the freak they doing? I got no idea. Shout out all the high school kids.
I'm going to start it off, DeAndre.
Please.
Because I heard a little bird, this motherfucker. Got an album coming out this Friday, Max. He got an album coming out. He's been doing his thing. He's been working. He's been working. You love to see it.
You in the lab?
I'm in the motherfucking lab 24/7 when I'm not on Life to the Max or doing all the other stuff I got to do. But, man, definitely working on this project, man. I've been working hard on it forever, just because I've had the concept for such a long time. Mm-hmm. I actually had the concept since 2019.
Oh, shit.
It was inspired at a music festival called Summer Camp. And, yeah, bro, it came to me. I was in the thick of shit and freaking
feeling
the vibes. Man, it's got some reggae on there. It's got two reggae tracks.
Nice.
It's a really diverse album, I feel like. It took me, I wanted to be able to hit a whole lot of different people, and I wanted to really touch home. The album is called Liquid Love. So it's really resonating, just about like good vibes, like loving and appreciating who's around you and just your life, and like trying to really fucking just stay love and grateful. Like that was kind of like
I like that a lot. It took you. It took you since 2019 to finish it, and and that reminds me of myself because you know my creative process gets delayed sometimes, whether I'm going through writer's block or something. You know, a lot of artists, you know, they wait for that inspiration. On one hand, I could say, break through that waiting stage, all right, just fucking do it, and that inspiration will come. I'll swear that time because that was necessary.
Amen.
But another part of me is saying, you know, a lot of artists can relate to that, that delay, that stagnation. You know, so what is the ideal creative process for you, you know, to achieve that inspiration? You know, like, how do you get to that flow state? How do you... What's your ideal environment or state of mind when you finally get that comfortability to just create and do your thing? You know what I'm saying? Does that question make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, honestly, I feel like it can really happen anywhere, and anytime, in any place, any moment, because it's always right there in the moment. It's waiting for you. Like, it's just something you got to tap into, and you got to be open to and allow it. But if as far as, like, my environment and what can help bring it out and cause, like, more inspiration is just, like, the people around me, for sure. Like, like, just off that fact alone, that's how I feel like what helps me trying to stay when I'm, like, just writing by myself in my room. Just trying to, there's that muse, you know, like, artists talk about and, like, painters, people, like, that's, like, just staying in flow, like you said. Yeah, how to tap into that, man, relaxation, I feel like, gratitude, like, especially when you're going through some writer's block, like, some relax, just try to relax as much as possible and, like, appreciate. It will get you in, like, at least a positive mindset. But, like, just, and it's the same time you said, just freaking do it. Like, just do it. But I feel like being in, so I love writing by myself, being in a zone, because you can get in a whole nother zone. But it's even a whole nother amazing zone when you're in a room with people that, like, you love and shit. And, like, you guys are all creating and doing what you love together, man. That's it.
You can
do things like.
So you're saying you're basically a product of your environment. You got to bring other creatives around you and get that energy from them to create a whole new energy.
Exactly.
You know, that's the thing I love about this podcast, Max, because we get all types of people in here. We be getting all different tastes of different energies. You know what I'm saying? And we be getting motivation from all angles, all different stories. And I fucking love that shit. And I hope everyone listening gets that same vibe through the podcast.
Yeah, what you're doing is amazing. And
thank you.
Following your dream, man. Like, that's awesome. I have to ask, when did you start writing music?
I started actually writing music in 2010.
Really?
Okay. Well, I don't even want to, like, that's, okay, so 2010 is when I decided to actually take this shit seriously.
When did you, how old are you right now?
Right now I'm 28.
Okay.
So that was when I was 16.
Okay. Yep. When did you finally, like, take that leap of faith and said, I'm going to the studio?
Man, that wasn't until years later, bro. Until 2016, I think.
2016?
Yo, 2016. I think that was the same time I would be going to house parties and I would see DeAndre turning up and shit.
Yeah.
And we would have, like, freestyle ciphers. You know, and back then, like, my bars was sharp, you know what I'm saying?
You know, agreed.
So I'm at the party, and I'm fucking rapping, I'm dropping bombs, you know what I'm saying? We got the crowd around us, and DeAndre came in and did his thing. I'm like, cool, I got somebody rapping with me, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a long time, since 2016, when me and DeAndre have been trying to get songs together and shit, but one thing leads to another, you know, life moves fast sometimes. It's gonna happen.
Absolutely.
But now, I gotta say, hold on, the music you're putting out now, son, look, when I met him back then, Max, he was like, okay, he could rap, but, you know, he wasn't in the deep waters that I was in. You know, now I listen to his rhyme scheme. Your rhyme scheme is impeccable, son.
Thank you, bro.
He got swords for bars, Max. This man is dropping heat, son. Everybody tune in. I'm not playing, bro. I'm paying homage to this man. He got heat. If I'm lying, I'm dying, all right? But let's just believe I'm coming back for that ass, and I'm about to blow you out the water.
Man, I'm waiting for you, bro. You know, I got my sword
sharpened. Me and Max in a cut.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, I think we can take down the motherfucking whole army.
We don't give a fuck.
We hopping on the train together to take on double Entendre. I don't need to double myself. I got Max.
Hey,
I got Max.
Man, you would have to bring a motherfucking army, my nigga, for real. I don't know if two's enough, you know what I'm saying? Shit, but I believe in you guys, but shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have to say, I think when we come together, we can really fucking.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
I've already been in an army. I'm a one-man army.
Right? Yeah, see, hey, I know it.
It sounds cool.
I know
but I'm going to come together with motherfuckers. All right, Max? We're going to do that.
Yeah, shut up. We got each an individual freaking army and freaking whole shit behind us individually. So, imagine.
Well, we want to go to the studio in Chicago, and we're going to find a driver so Eric can get high.
I like to drive high.
Eric needs to let off some steam.
But Max, I got you. I'll drive now. You said you'll drive.
I'll drive.
Comfortable driving a big van?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I've driven freaking U-Haul trucks, bro. I've driven trailers, big heavy trailers.
You got precious cargo on, dog.
I know. Trust
me. You got precious cargo on,
About my own life, so I'm going to take Max's life even more precious.
Listen, this is how you got to act like you're driving.
And yours.
You got to pretend like, I mean, I'm not making no fat jokes, Max, but you got to pretend like, I was going to say whale, but I'm going to say dolphin. You got to pretend like there's a dolphin in a tank with no top in the back of the van, okay?
Okay.
And every hard turn, you're spilling water, dog. And if you spill too much water, he going to suffocate.
It's like a video game.
It's not like you got to take those turns very gentle because he's in this chair and he's high up. You know what I'm saying? So when you turn, he's like, yo. He's like, tell him, Max, I'm not lying. It'd be gentle.
Honestly, like, I'm like one of those like inflatable things, you know? like
with the noodle bodies, two bodies.
Yeah, for real. Like, every turn, I'm like, Eric, do a hard turn so I can get back straight.
No, for real, it's definitely like it's like no other way I've ever driven before. You got to like really adapt to it.
Find a balance,
you know?
For sure.
So sometimes I get nervous letting other people drive. You know,
understandable. Especially his caretaker, bro. Yeah. And honestly, yeah, like, bro, I freaking will leave 2 hours early just so we can enjoy the ride.
Our time. Branching off what you said about having like a mixture of energies and just good vibes, we should get 100%. A bunch of dope ass people to come in the studio with us. Yeah. And if we get Rogers Block, you know, we could all come together.
Exactly.
We can also bring like, you know, some cameras. Put it on.
No doubt. We'll make that shit a vlog.
Bro.
Life to the max in the studio.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I have some tight ass cameramen right now. They're killing it, bro.
Yeah?
Shout out Art Scission, bro.
Hell
they freaking slaying shit, bro. Doing a lot of great work for
let's
me.
Let's fucking do it.
Shit, I appreciate them. Let's get it, bro. Seriously, I would love you. Let's do it, man.
So
you guys let me know when.
We're keeping this podcast short and sweet. We're going to remain effective. But you got a podcast after this?
I do, man. Shout out to the Jay Bryson podcast. Yeah, they got me on.
You get on often?
This is gonna be my second time on his podcast.
All right.
It's same as yours.
So today's the double day for double entendre.
It's kind of a day one though, because I mean he was here during What's Wrong with the World.
Yeah, he was on the third episode and now he's on the 33rd episode. So
bro,
hit rewind. Go down, get to the third episode to find out what's wrong with this world, and you're going to see a different side of Double Entendre's opinions on things.
Big facts, man. Man, just want to speak the truth out here, and that's crazy, man. Third episode to the 33rd episode?
Oh, yeah, angel numbers out here.
Straight up, man.
You know, so you're 16, and you finally say, I'm going to go to the studio at... When you're in 2016, right?
Yep.
So when you're at the studio, what do you feel? Do you feel like tension? Do you feel like, you know, you're scared or you're ready or you're frightened or like, are you just ready to fucking spit?
Man, bro. So I want to say that when I first decided to start rapping, I was really developing myself in... Obviously, and like going getting over a lot of the big hurdles, like, am I good enough for this shit? Like, obviously, I had decided, like, I want to do this for myself and my family, my friends, and my people around me. But, like, will they love it? There's still that terror barrier. So, it took me like a minute, and then it got to the point, like, I was basically freestyling like hard for like 5 years, like, writing like when I could, but I was like still developing my craft and a lot. I definitely had a lot of stuff that I had written and. Stuff that is great shit, probably, like, honestly, you know, that I'll never remember or just, like, I had written down that I don't got any more old phones, this and that. But, man, first time, what made me actually get to the studio, shout out my boy Dalton Allen and K-Comps, man. They freaking brought me to K-Comps' house, and we're like, they gave me K-Comps' beat, one of K-Comps' beats, and he's like, we need you, like, it's like they knew how much I actually love this shit and I wanted to take it seriously. Yeah. And I was always like, I'm pretty sure I might have had songs on deck. Like, no, I okay, no, though. I just had shit. They could tell my passion, my drive. And they're like, all right, we got to make this shit happen. You got to make like a song or three, like get some stuff out there. So if they gave me a beat, yeah, came back and recorded that. It's called First Song Ever, man. It's called Pop That Shit.
And it was really your first song ever?
That was literally my first song ever released. Pop That Shit. If you guys remember that shit, you are a fucking OG legend, man.
That's lit.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Pop that shit. Yo, spit that first verse.
Hey, it'd be like.
Spit that first verse real quick.
It'd be like Lock and Low, man. Hey, it be like Lock and Low, man. That pussy like a pistol, so she pop that shit. Shining like a crystal, so I rock that. Cleaner than a whistle, I don't even need to cop that shit. See a cop, see a fence, I'ma hop that. Cops. Did it like a missile, I don't think a nigga caught that shit. They should stop that shit. Bitching, I'm headed to the top and I'm shining like a low-key. I haven't listened to that shit in so long.
If I could clap, I would.
Yeah, man, 100%. I appreciate that.
That's good. So when you finally, like, you know, got comfortable in the studio, did you feel like, you know, Mozart, like, painting a picture?
Man, right away, man, yeah, you could say that for sure, like, because, I mean, just the craft and, like, writing, there was definitely a lot that went into that first song, and to actually get it across, it was nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
At the same time, it was freeing, for sure.
Yeah.
It was like, I feel like, looking back, it's like, I was trying to, what was my intention at that moment, like, trying to come off, like, and give it my all for sure, but yeah, there was still a mental probably blockages and like things that were not allowing me to be as free and open as I currently am with it.
Hey, yo, that you explaining that made me reflect on.
I really hope Mozart is a fucking artist and not a he's not like an orchestra person.
No, he's. I really don't know what he is.
Okay, Picasso.
The people know what you're talking about. People know what you're talking about. Yeah, but yo, you explaining that made me reflect on the time when I was writing the outro to my last album. I was writing the outro.
Envision.
And I wrote that. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And I was writing that on a plane, you know, and I was like in the zone, bro. Like I was locked in. Everything was going smooth. And I got that feeling to the point when I was writing that shit, I like had like tears falling. I'm like, this is great. You know what I'm saying? So like that feeling was so strong when I was creating it.
Yeah.
That every time I hear that song again, like I get a hint of that feeling that I had on that plane, writing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that feeling? Can you relate to that shit, or is that just my own insanity? That
man,
you know, it's my own love.
Man, no, absolutely. I do relate to that, man. Like the love that you put into that track, that record was so. It was so like you were so in it, and it felt like it was such a like. It's like, oh my God, it's like orgasmic almost. It's like, it's so beautiful. It's like ecstasy, straight up that feeling.
Once you hit that certain level in the creative process, like you can't get to it as soon as you start writing.
It's
tough. Some people do, maybe.
Bro.
It's like, I would compare it to the runner's high. You know what a runner's high feels like, Max.
Of course.
Hell yeah. You don't get the runner's high right away. You get it when you're almost giving up, you know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden you get that fucking runner's high and you're going, and all of a sudden it's easy as hell. That's that flow state. That's, and that's what I'm talking about, the feeling when we're writing, when we're recording.
Yep.
It's almost like the writer's high, you know what I'm saying? And that shit feels fucking phenomenal, bro.
Uh-huh. Just feeling in tune to like where you're at the moment and like where you see your vision going, this and that. Yeah, your intuition just like fucking take you. It's so beautiful. Yeah, that flow, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you were to choose anywhere, you know, to find that writer's high, you know, what environment would you choose? You know, what you know how like Kanye like locked himself in the stadium, you know, did that shit, or Jay-Z went on like a hiatus, or even with other people that like write a book, I heard Matthew McConaughey like locked himself in a cabin in the woods for like 3 months. Did you hear about that when he wrote his book?
Yeah.
For like 3 months and he wrote a book.
That's amazing.
If you were to imagine, no limits, you know, where would you want to place yourself?
Man, it would probably be No Limits, man. Probably be fucking, pardon my French, but probably be Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the land of pure imagination. In the land of pure imagination, my man. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want those Oompa Loompas?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I want to be eating the chocolate mushrooms and shit.
Go be passing it to the Oompa Loompas and shit.
Pick up that shit off the ground. Be like,
passes it to Willy Wonka. It's going to be like...
Hey, yo, this rolling paper tastes like chocolate, my nigga.
I forget Wu-Tang that bitch at the end.
You got chocolate all over. That's from the paper.
For real. So that'd be a dream come true. But you know,
so I kind of understand what you're saying when you say like a writer's high, because I had this gym when I was in the army. It was underground. It was all like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like plates, like it was 70s, you know, like it wasn't new and all that stuff. But no one went there. No one went there. So it was like mine, you know. And when I got pissed off at my girl, or when I was pissed off about something, or when I was like, you know, I need like some, you know, a euphoria, like a place where I can, like a sanctuary. That was the place. Because I would turn on the lights. It would be this huge gym that no one facilitates at all. And you're just doing you, you know? And I remember just chilling in there. Like, I would do my workout, and then I'll, like, punch the bag. They got a punching bag down there. And I'm like, this is great, you know? Because it's... You're alone, and you're doing stuff by yourself, you know? And, like, I've always worked out, like, alone. I like doing that. It's therapeutic. Same. It's therapeutic. Exactly. And when I don't see anyone and this place is empty,
hell yeah,
it's just perfect. It's perfect.
So much harder.
I would love to have an outdoor gym by my fucking self.
Yeah. Right by the ocean.
Right by the ocean. Imagine the waves splashing, so the mist is getting carried by the air. It's hitting you out.
Yeah.
With no clothes, just fucking shorts on.
I'm thinking naked, bro. If I'm by myself, I got going on. I mean, but as naked, especially if I'm by the ocean and sunshine.
Hold on. I got a fun fact, real quick. I don't know if this is true, so anybody could email us at lifetothemax@gmail.com, lifetothemaxpodcast@gmail.com if I'm wrong. But I heard men that expose their chest to the sun get an increase of 20% testosterone, Max.
Oh, I believe
it. But no pun intended, if you show your asshole to the sun, you get an increase of 200% testosterone. Don't know if this is facts. Heard this shit from an influencer on social media, you know. But
I heard
it too. You heard that shit too?
I heard it too. Yeah. I heard it too. I never actually tried it personally. I'm down to try it.
I'm down to try it too. I just don't got the opportunity. Where can I go?
Do you have to like what do you go to Italy or something, Naked Beach? But anyways, do you have to like spread your cheeks?
Yeah.
You fucking lay on your back and freaking open up butterfly style. You freaking open up.
Like legs up. Legs up.
Bro, yeah, I've literally researched that exact thing. Cause you know what, bro? The chest thing's great. That asshole thing. You know what? Another thing you got to be exposed to the sun and get some great testosterone boost? Your freaking nut sack, bro. Yeah. Your seed, bro. Think about it. That's your seed. That's your seed, dog.
They need the vitamin D.
Literally. It's like a tree.
That seed need a vitamin D.
Yeah. You think that's a coincidence? I don't think that's so. And bro, they freaking got us wearing pants our whole lives. So, bro, that shit will boost your testosterone.
Honestly, bro, I guarantee half the people listen and take their socks off, and that shit look like Dracula's feet. But
honestly, I think when Life to the Max gets to the fucking moon, man, me and Eric are gonna have that. We're gonna have that gym like at the beach. Fucking the mist.
We gonna have we gonna have different stalls. Four walls, no ceiling.
Oh my God.
Lay back on the yoga mat. Let your asshole up.
Jesus. You can have like, make it a little spacious so you could close the curtain if you want to.
Or
fucking have that mist hitting you while you're freaking.
And you never know when the sun's gonna be like angled, so you gotta have the mirrors reflecting the sunlights. You know what I'm saying?
True. Well, there is a prime time to be doing that, like exposing your asshole to the sun. There's a prime time moment. You know what I'm saying? So like maybe I'm assuming maybe high noon when the sun's at right dinner set ass over there.
High noon, right? Let's make sure it's at 12:33 sharp.
Yeah,
the sun is coming straight down.
Aligned. Yep.
Yeah. No, I do like think that would be cool if we had like a small like gym with like the bouncy weights, you know, like looking at the ocean. That'd be fucking sick. Bro, hopefully one day that happens.
Dream out loud, baby.
For sure.
Dream out loud.
Hey, man, I see it, bro, and I see Mark Wahlberg pulling up to that gym, pumping with us. I
see Dwayne Johnson pulling up too.
You know, shout out.
I see me. Lifting like your form is whack, Dwayne.
Yeah,
bro, can you freaking put some back into it, bro? Dwayne, come on, dog. I know you got a movie coming up, bro.
Come on with your old dad. No, I'm just kidding. I got a question for you. So you're really deep into music right now, right? Like you're like you're full fucking throttle, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
110,000 million percent.
Okay, if you can have a feature with anybody. If you could have a feature with anybody, who would it be?
Man, that's an easy question and a tough question because the three main people I want a feature with would be J. Cole.
Oh, J. Cole.
You know, so I guess I'd say him first. So, but Kendrick Lamar and Drake, for sure. If I had to say it, and then probably Mac Miller, Absol, but
Absol's been snapping, but we gonna.
Oh my gosh, she's getting back to it. But yeah, bro, like. Man, yeah. So, like, a dream. Like, my dream is to have all of them on an album, on a project.
Pick one.
Bro, if I can't have all of them on the same song?
I think you would pick J. Cole, bro.
Okay, I would J. Cole, for sure.
Yeah, you would pick J. Cole. I mean, even on an image. What the fuck am I saying?
John Moran on Christmas.
Yeah.
Even on, like, your appearance, bro. Like, you kind of match J. Cole's
appearance. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know, so
you
even
guys
like,
vibe.
Naturally, bro.
Right? If you guys made an album cover side by side, motherfuckers gonna be like, is this his brother, dog?
Dog, I swear to God, that feels like my brother, bro. Low key, J. Cole, if you're listening, I need to fucking just tap into you because I fucking miss your ass like a long lost brother, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What about Montana of 300?
Bro, I would love to work with him, bro. Seriously. Yo, he's fire.
We ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
But him sitting at this table is not impossible.
Bro, I believe it, bro.
We're not saying
we have a contact.
You know KP? You know KP? KP's his manager, bro. Which I've also talked to him before, so I totally believe in you guys and shit. And if I could send him a text and be like, KP, what's up with Life to the Max, too?
Yeah, look, we just got these cameras up, dog. We have a
pretty contact.
Hold on. Yeah, okay, listen, we told people enough, bro. This ain't about us. This is DeAndre's episode, and you got to go in 12 minutes, okay?
Oh, shit, isn't it?
So,
Jay Bryson on coming.
It's cold.
Man, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like it's really tough to say. If I had, just cold, off of basically, I guess, what you said in like, I feel like a brother to me. They all feel like a brother to me, but I got something. It's Cole. Yeah, I saw something special about Cole that I fuck with. To the Max, for sure.
Hell yeah. You said To the Max?
To the Max.
Yo, I got a question for you. So, one thing on this podcast, you know, we try to spin morals too, as well as success stories and trauma stories and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, stories go a long way, but what's something that you've been through, you know, that really like changed your mindset on certain things, something that taught you something that changed the way you look at things, or, you know, like, what have you gone through that taught you a big, valuable lesson that you think you could preach to the people? If you don't think you got one, then that's totally fine. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you.
I think you lost, a girlfriend. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
I mean, that could be something. Don't knock it.
Low key, though, man, like, love it ain't something. Yeah, love is freaking
hurts.
Like, it's so beautiful. Yeah. Most beautiful thing. I'm literally about to drop this album. It's all about love and shit and just my trials and tribulations with love. And like, yeah, I still dream about having that significant other and like others, you know what I'm saying?
He said others.
Low key, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? But like, I'm not gonna, like, we are infinite freaking beings, yo. And like, me, something that actually helped me realize that, like, that energy can't be created short and that we're just infinite beings, like, and like, something that helped me realize that, I'd probably say, man, definitely, I take in mushrooms before. If you're ever taking mushrooms, those will open your eyes and make you realize some things. Psychedelics in general, for sure, will make you realize some things. But other than that, just going through life, like, I definitely went through, like, I want to say, I guess coming up, Man, I want to shout my aunt, uncle.
Hold on. Your mind is moving faster than your mouth.
Dude. You're right, bro. You're right.
So you're saying that, you know, you were talking about love at first, and you were coming to a fruition, and then you said, the mushrooms opened my eyes a certain way.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm taking that as you took mushrooms and you reflected on your love life a little bit. Is this true?
Man, not necessarily. But yes, absolutely.
Realization you came upon
when
you were taking mushrooms.
Man, the first time I took mushrooms, like, it was weird. I just couldn't stop laughing, like, hysterically for no reason.
That's awesome.
Literally. The second time I took mushrooms, I felt like my eyes were open. And I felt like I realized that everyone and everything is connected. I feel like I realized that shit that I already knew. And I feel like I realized that I have thoughts that are connected to freaking everything and everybody. And, like, all thoughts are, like, transparent out there in the universe. Like, thoughts are... Everyone's had thoughts. That shit... It's like the most potent force of energy force in the freaking universe, thought, besides love, you know, and
it's like psychology.
Yeah, man. Seriously. Consciousness. Literally nothing like your consciousness.
Behavior.
Yeah, bro. Exactly. Like, and yeah, bro, as far as love goes, like, I definitely learned a lot going through like past relationships. I want to shout out my ex-girlfriend, Cassandra. She definitely taught me a lot of stuff, man. Eric knows Cassandra, man.
Yeah,
man. I remember the first time Cassandra introduced me to Eric. It was dope. It was funny as hell. I got a party in DeKalb.
Yeah,
but
Cassandra was like my party buddy back in the day. Cassandra Prenn, you know Cassandra Prenn. Yeah. Like, I dropped. I don't know if I should have dropped the last name, but anyway.
Show her some love, bro. She's a beautiful ass beautiful.
Yeah. So
shout out to Cassandra.
Yeah, I'm tight with her. Yeah, so then I got tight with DeAndre, and you know, it was just smooth sailing from there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I always said if somebody broke my heart today, like I would be hurt, but I would be so thankful because I would drop an album the next week.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? I need that heartbreak to fucking straight put me back in the studio or something.
Man, she did that for me for sure.
You know what? I told someone a few podcasts ago that when your heart breaks, it molds back into this golden heart, right? And it won't break anymore. It could be dented, but it won't break anymore.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Like,
man.
That, so what you have right now is a golden heart.
Man, you know what I mean? Honestly, I feel that because I want nothing but the best for people in any relationship that they're in right now. I want them to just be honest with themselves. Be straight up honest with your partner. Communication is key, and like transparency, and like, you know what's best for
hold
you.
Hold on. I'm going to correct you.
That's literally,
I used to say communication is key all the time, but you know Antoine.
Yeah.
All right. Antoine was on What's Wrong with the World in episode 3 with us.
Oh, yeah.
And Antoine told me when I said communication is key while we were working at FedEx together, he said, hold on. He said, communication is not key. He said, comprehension is key.
Understanding.
Y'all can communicate back and forth all fucking day.
For real.
I swear that time, too, that was necessary.
Straight up.
You know, but if y'all ain't comprehending, then you're just wasting each other's time.
Literally.
You know, it's communication and comprehension, dog.
Literally. And honestly, I hear this a lot.
Shout out to Antoine.
Big shout out, Antoine, bro. For real. And like, I hear this a lot, and this is exactly what Antoine's saying. And I don't hear it a lot. I hear it from one person specifically. He goes by Nature Boy, Master Teacher Nature Boy, freaking three guy, Elijah Bishop. Like, he says love is understanding.
Facts.
And comprehension, understanding for sure.
Facts, for sure.
That's what love is.
And that's a message we would love to spit out to everybody.
I got one more question.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a thing called the little things, right? I'm paralyzed from the neck down. You know, everyone hears it every single episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can't breathe, can't move, can't feel the touch of anybody, only on my face. What are some of the little things that you take for granted that you don't really realize that you have?
Man, just freaking the fact that just every breath, bro, straight up, like, being in that vibration and that attitude of gratitude, like, it's not just like a cliche saying, like, being thankful for sure is like the biggest thing, I feel like, to help you stay positive, to help you stay just happy in life. Like, you got to appreciate what you got. And
hell yeah.
I definitely take it for granted sometimes. And like, I'll be, as in like, you get like, you might get worried, stressed about something.
Facts.
You know,
nowadays, like, it's easy for people to get those blinders on and just focus on what the fuck is stressing them out.
Literally.
And they completely forget about what's blessing them out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
They forget about their blessings. We forget about our blessings.
Mm-hmm. Because someone can end up like this. Literally. You know? I didn't fucking choose this life. I didn't choose crip life. Crip life chose me. No,
amen, though. Yo, for real, though. But amen, at the same time, like, that's so beautiful, man. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing right now at the end of the day.
I'm trying to impact lives. That's what I'm trying to do.
Which you, absolutely, man. And I appreciate it for real. I feel like impacting my life for sure. I feel like you're doing that for sure. Just being you, bro, keep doing it. Like, your testament, like, bro. Like, just the fact, man, what you're talking about is staying grateful. You know you're studying psychology, bro. You understand the mind and consciousness and know that there's more to
facts.
Like, your body, bro. We're working more than our bodies. We are consciousness, bro. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Only changes forms. So I personally don't believe that this is the last, like, the end of the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, with this vessel, this body, you're going transferring energy, bro. Cannot be destroyed. You're infinite, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. We are infinite. We ended it right there. We are infinite.
Yeah.
We are infinite. Everybody listening. We, us, y'all, everybody listening, everybody watching, everybody that sits at this motherfucking table on Life to the Max, we are what, Max?
Infinite.
All right. Tell us the countdown and say peace, dog.
DeAndre.
Yeah.
You have a golden heart. Don't forget that.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to count down, and this episode's going to be over. One, two, three. We're going to say peace. One, two, three. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.